faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman in his guise of Clark Kent returns to his apartment from a political meeting in the suburbs just in time to answer the urgent ringing of his telephone. Listen. Hello.
Is this Mr. Clark Kent?
Yes, who is this?
This is the Metropolis Hospital. A young lady was just brought in here, a Miss Lois Lane.
Wait, Scott, what happened to her? Is she...
I don't know, sir. I was just told to call you.
If you come
to the hospital, you'll be given all the information.
I'll be there at once. Thank you.
Great Scott. Looks like we sure started some excitement. Yes, sir. The minute we reopened that gyrocket offer.
Absolutely. You'll remember a few weeks ago, Kellogg's Pep offered you a gyrocket. A sensational flying rocket model that streaks right from your hand high into the sky.
Right. And requests poured in even after the closing date. So to give everybody a fair chance, now we've reopened the offer for a limited time only.
So send for your gyrocket now. The supply may run out any time.
Remember, this gyrocket is almost half a foot long and every inch businesslike. The streamlined body is sleek and slender, a brilliant blue or yellow or red.
And a metal propeller at the stern of the rocket packs it with power.
Right. And launching's a cinch, because you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. With a flick of your wrist, you can zoom the gyrocket into the air, up over the treetops.
Now remember, this terrific offer is back in the air for a limited time only. So don't say we didn't warn you.
To get your gyrocket, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. Do it now or you'll miss out on the fun and excitement.
Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Plus a dime and a nickel and your name and address clearly printed to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Worried by the rapid growth of a reform party headed by editor Perry White, who was a candidate for mayor in the coming elections, Mike Hickey, corrupt political boss of Metropolis, took drastic steps to discredit White. Hickey also shut down the Daily Planet and even tried to have White shot. But Superman and Police Inspector Henderson foiled all of Hickey's moves. Desperate, Hickey and the mayor, one of his political henchmen, framed Inspector Henderson and had him removed from office. And in his place, they appointed one of their followers. Then, confident once more, Hickey said,
"Now we can go to town, boys. Now we can show the people that if they vote for Perry White and his reform crowd, they'll be taking their lives in their hands. You know what to do, boys. Hop to it."
That night, Hickey's goon squad swept down on a political rally at which Lois Lane, Daily Planet reporter, was speaking. A short time later, Clark Kent and Perry White were summoned to the Metropolis Hospital and shown to a room in which Lois was propped up in bed, her left arm in a cast.
Lois, what in the world?
What happened to you, Lois?
Just a broken arm, Clark, and a few bruises.
Just a broken arm?
For Pete's sake, what happened?
Were you in an accident?
No. A gang of ruffians showed up at my Reform Party rally in the square this evening.
What?
They were obviously a Hickey goon squad, and one of their cute little tricks was to tip over the sound truck I was standing
tip
in.
Tip it over? Great Caesar, why, you might have been killed.
Sure, and so might a lot of other people who were there. 12 people were brought in here with me, Chief, I understand, because besides tipping over the truck, the strong-arm boys worked the crowd over with brass knuckles and blackjack.
Great. Well, where were the police, so why didn't they stop it?
There wasn't one single police officer there, Chief. Oh,
naturally.
But they're supposed to be on hand at all political meetings. Where were they?
Oh, now, look, Chief. Joe Hatton, Mike Hickey Stooge, is our new police inspector. You don't expect him to protect our meetings, do you?
Of course not.
Oh, this is too much. Jim Olson just gets out of the hospital where Hickey's goons put him. And now Lois goes to the hospital.
Well, this is Hickey's warning to the people to stay away from our Reform Party meetings and from the polls on Election Day unless they want their heads broken.
But that's virtually removing the power of the law.
Yes. Hickey is no better than Hitler. He's saying vote for my party or don't vote at all.
Exactly, Lois.
Well, now do you see what happens when people are either too lazy or too busy making money to make sure only honest men are elected to office? gangsters like Mike Hickey take over a city, and then just try and get rid of them.
Don't you worry, Chief. We are going to get rid of him.
Well, how? That's what I'd like to know.
So would I.
You'll find out, and so will Mike Hickey. So long, everybody. I'll see you later.
Hurrying from Lois Lane's hospital room, Clark Kent steps into a deserted stair hall and swiftly resumes his true identity of Superman. A few moments later, a tall, broad-shouldered figure in the familiar blue costume and crimson cape enters the office of Hubert Mason, manager of the United Broadcasting Company. Good evening, Mr. Mason.
Good heavens! Superman!
That's right, sir. I come to ask a favor of you.
Of course, anything I can do.
Thank you. I'd like your permission to make an announcement over the air. In return, I can offer you a terrific scoop for your next news broadcast. What do you say?
Why, this is most unusual, but... Well, all right, Superman, if you say so. Just come this way.
Stand by, please. Okay, Superman, you're on the air.
Citizens of Metropolis, this is Superman speaking to you. It is no secret that your city is in the hands of an evil and corrupt political machine, controlled by a ruthless dictator whom you know. Now, this man, speaking through his newly appointed inspector of police, has threatened to keep you from exercising your rights as free Americans to meet in open assembly and to cast your votes for candidates of your own choice. He has threatened that if you attempt to exercise your rights, his gangster followers will attack you and that your own police force will not protect you. Now listen, please, to my answer to Mike Hickey and my promise to you.
Holy smoke.
Be quiet, Andy. I want to hear this.
That his Hitler tactics will not succeed in Metropolis. And I warn him to quit before it is too late. And to you, citizens of Metropolis, I say go on, attend your political meetings and rallies. Go to the polls on Election Day and vote for the candidates of your choice.
Turn the radio off,
Andy. No harm will come to you.
Good grief, Mike, this is terrible. Now, what do we do?
What a stupid fool you are, Andy. You don't really believe that was Superman, do you?
Well, he said so. You mean you don't think it was?
Of course not. This is a trick by Perry White and Clark Kent to try to scare me, Mike Hickey. Those chumps must think I was born yesterday.
Well, what about the people? They'll believe it was Superman, that he'll protect them somehow.
They'll learn better tomorrow night if they dare to show up at any other neighborhood rallies run by White's Reform Party. We turn 50 tough boys loose on them tonight. We'll turn 100 loose tomorrow night.
Oh, boy.
When we break another couple hundred sick heads in this town, the people will know I mean business. They won't go to the polls on Election Day, except the ones we know, and they'll vote for us. Superman. Is that a joke?
Certain it was not really Superman who had defied him on the radio, Mike Hickey prepares to redouble his efforts to intimidate the voters of Metropolis. We'll be back in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode, so keep listening.
Now decide quick how many thrills you can take, because Kellogg's Pep has reopened your Gyrocket offer for a limited time only.
Yes, sir. We're taking care of the thousands of requests that came in postmarked after the original offer closed. But now, to give everybody a fair chance, this swell offer of Gyrockets is opened again.
Remember, this Gyrocket is a terrific flying rocket model. A Gyrocket you can launch right from your hand. A Gyrocket almost half a foot long that you zoom into the sky, up over the treetops. Listen to this.
The Gyrocket has a sleek, streamlined wooden body. Brilliant red or yellow or blue.
At the stern of the rocket, a steel propeller develops maximum thrust. A flick of your wrist, and off it soars, streaking into the sky.
Remember, the Gyrocket is not a flimsy cardboard cutout, but a solid steel and wood body, sturdy enough for hundreds of launchings. And it comes complete with a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher.
Get in on the excitement right now. Send for several Gyrockets.
Right. Then have thrilling contests with your friends. Tests for distance and speed and spot landing.
Now listen, for each Gyrocket you want, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, this offer is back on the air for a limited time only, so act now, because you can't buy this Gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, plus a dime and a nickel, together with your name and address clearly printed, to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. Do it now. This offer is limited to the United States.
And
now, back to the adventures of Superman.
It is the following night in Metropolis. 3 miles high in the air, Superman hovers in curious flight. The huge city of lights and shadows a clear pattern below him as his sharp eyes shift constantly from one to another of 10 focal points in the city. Each the center of an important Reform Party rally. Suddenly, he stiffens.
Uh-oh. Looks like trouble at that meeting in Lincoln Square. Away!
Pete, look! It's Superman!
Take it, radio warning, I say. Okay, maybe this will convince him. And you!
And in Lincoln Square, a gang of at least 50 hoodlums attempted to break up a Reform Party rally tonight, but were routed and dispersed by Superman, who appeared suddenly out of the air to administer a sound trumpet to his...
That Lincoln Square affair should show Mike Hickey I mean business. But if it doesn't, then he wants more convincing. Wait a minute. Looks like trouble at that rally in Metropolis Park. Away!
This is your radio reporter again with more news about Superman. Superman has just dispersed another gang of hoodlums who attempted to break up a Reform Party meeting in Metropolis Park. We'll return you now to... One moment, please. I have just been handed another report. At least 20 men, armed with blackjacks, attacked a Reform Party rally at First Street and Elm a few moments ago. But they quickly fled from the scene when Superman dropped down on them from the sky. It appears that Superman is being...
Yeah, Mike, this is getting bad, very bad.
All right, all right.
Pete says our boys are beaten up and scared stiff as Superman. Now, what are we going to do?
Shut up, Andy. I'm trying to think.
Okay. Now, you were sure it wasn't Superman on the radio last night.
Pipe down. We've got to come up with something fast now, or we'll be snowed under at the election.
Now, don't I know it?
Wait. I've got it.
What have you got this time?
I just figured out a way to stop Superman and Perry White and Clark Kent. In fact, the whole pack of them. I've got a trick up my sleeve that'll stop even Superman. And the elections will be in the bag for us.
His fat, heavy-jowled face gleaming with triumph, Boss Mike Hickey says he knows how to stop Superman and win the elections. What does he mean? There's a thrill a minute and a shocking surprise in tomorrow's exciting episode. So be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 21 of Ruler of Darkness on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. This program came from New York. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.